Governor Deval Patrick tonight delivers his final State of the Commonwealth address. Traditionally, some political and policy drama surrounds the address, which was to come last week. But a snowstorm last week stole the governor's thunder, and he had to postpone the event until tonight. In the meantime, by law, the governor had to deliver his new state budget plan. So, we already know about his budget priorities for the coming year. With that in mind, to talk about the speech this morning, we're joined now by Jeff Berry, political analyst, Tufts University political science professor. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Jeff, this is the governor's eighth annual speech. He leaves office this year. What do you anticipate hearing from Patrick about his agenda for his final months in office?
I think it'll be less about his agenda and more a valedictory about the previous 7 years, where he's going to try to frame his governorship and highlight what it has done that has been so effective, and to convince Massachusetts residents that the state is in better hands now, in better shape now, than it was when he took over.
Well, if he does that, what do you think he'll say is his biggest accomplishment so far with a little less than a year to go in office?
Well, I think he will say that the economy is strong, that the spirit of the state is strong, and that we have reason to be very optimistic about the future. And I think he can be convincing on that, because I think there is optimism in the state about our future, and I think there is a sense of progress over the last 7 years, despite some obvious problems during the past year.
Well, and especially in the past few months, the Patrick administration facing a number of problems, among them continuing fallout from the state drug lab crisis and the new criticism of the State Department of Children and Families under his leadership during his tenure after the disappearance and feared death of a Fitchburg boy in state care. And, of course, the recent problems with the state's health care website as well. What do you make of all that? What could it say about his legacy? And do you expect him to address some of those issues tonight?
I think at least obliquely, if not directly, he will address those issues. I think he has to. He would be criticized if he didn't. He's had a bad year management-wise, plus the economy, which had been doing better than the national economy, has really stalled this past year. Despite that, he seems to be the Teflon governor, Bob. His ratings in the WBR poll couple of weeks ago are very high, so the public seems to be very satisfied with him and isn't blaming him directly for some very serious problems. The website that you mentioned is probably the worst in the United States, and this is in a state that had a program that was operating very well.
Yesterday, the governor, of course, held a news conference and talked a lot about the new problems with the Department of Children and Families. Do you think he did that yesterday so he wouldn't have to address DCF tonight?
I think so. I think he was looking toward the speech tonight, because that is a very embarrassing situation, and it really goes to the heart of his administration's management.
Let me ask about the timing of tonight's speech. Of course, after the cancellation of the address last week because of the snowstorm, the governor really could have done this speech on any night. But why do you think he chose to do it on the very same night his friend Barack Obama is delivering his State of the Union speech? Doesn't it mean the governor's speech tonight loses some luster?
I think it does lose a little luster, but let's keep in mind this is not a huge story for most Massachusetts residents. The national State of the Union is really a one-day story. And he's not losing a whole lot by going up against the president tonight.
Finally, Jeff, the governor, of course, is in his last year in office. He's not running for re-election this fall. Do you think we get any hints tonight about what his future plans are and whether he'll have future political plans, which he's been kind of mum on so far?
I don't think we're going to get much hint at all. I'm not sure he knows what he's going to do, but even if he does, I think he'll keep it quiet. There is some talk that he would replace Eric Holder as the Attorney General of the United States, and I think that is possible. I don't see a presidential run on the horizon. Whatever he does, I think it's going to be a little bit more modest than hail to the chief, Deval Patrick, in a couple of years.
Jeff Berry, Tufts University political science professor, political analyst, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bob.